Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More on dealing with heat stress on your cattle. We're back on that in just a moment.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties in America. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU has teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers not one but two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus has delivered huge results in the most challenging environments. Double Stop CL Plus is raising the bar for all varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle all told on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. The dog days of summer can be really dangerous for your beef cattle herds. Heat stress is a serious problem if you don't have your cattle in the right situation. Temperatures into the 90s, triple digits, and heat indexes above that are a recipe for disaster if you don't have shade for your cattle, if you don't have some air moving over them, if you don't have plenty of clean, fresh water available for them. Dr. Michelle Calvo-Lorenzo has mentioned all of these things, and she says another thing you need to be paying attention to, the time of day that you work your cattle. It makes a difference.
Working animals and getting them out of their home pens or home pastures and putting them through through a walk or through a distance or a hike, you know, to a working facility, it stresses them out. And just that alone can elevate their temperatures 1 to 3 degrees, which is a lot. And so if you absolutely have to work the animals, it's recommended that they get worked as early in the day as possible. And that if you do have to put them into working facilities or holding facilities, that you keep that time that they're in there to a maximum of about 30 minutes and just really minimize the stress that those animals have to endure, because they're already stressed from the heat they're going to have to deal with later on in the day.
As a cattle rancher, an important tool of your business at this time of year, especially the radio, to make sure you've got that latest forecast for your neck of the woods.
Producers can easily find local weather forecasts on the radio, the television, on the internet to their particular location, so they can find forecasts as to what the week's weather is like, what the day's weather is going to be, so they can go ahead and start thinking ahead and setting up shade structures or bringing in extra water if needed.
And Dr. Calvo Lorenzo says that the cattle industry now has some more detailed computations out there that will help a cattle producer more accurately get their arms around heat stress.
And a lot of these sites also are now providing heat stress indexes or cattle comfort advisors, which is really neat because these measures and these models take in all of these different weather information that is out there for producers to receive, and they kind of plug it all into a model, and they essentially give you a number, you the producer a number, and that number essentially estimates what the comfort level of that animal is given all these different complex things like wind speed and temperature and humidity and even the solar radiation. So these models are becoming much more complex in understanding that weather and the environment is very different from one location to the next, and they're trying to give us more accurate understanding of what the animal's feeling like. That way, producers can instantly and quickly start taking the appropriate steps to making sure their animals have all the tools they need to overcome those really hot temperatures. And you can even find really neat apps that help producers figure out some strategies on preventing heat stress. So there's an app for everything, and now we've got apps for heat stress, and it's wonderful. There's an app called Thermal Aid that was produced and generated by researchers at University of Missouri, and this app actually helps producers measure respiration rates, and it also helps the producers to plug in their local temperature and humidity information so that they can collectively look at what the estimate of the cattle comfort is, and they can use that to start taking the proper strategies and steps to helping their animals. And here in the state of Oklahoma, we've got the wonderful Mezinet that now provides a cattle comfort advisor. And so these are numbers that producers can instantly get on the internet, and they can look in their particular region and their counties and see what the numbers look like for their particular animals, and again, take the appropriate steps to stay in the comfortable range for heat stress.
Animal welfare specialist Dr. Michelle Calvo-Lorenzo talking about how you can navigate your cattle herd safely through these hot days of summer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.